Praise the Lord, good morning. Praise God. Let's open our Bibles, the book of Psalms, and let's read Psalm 85. Psalm 85, Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Amen. Thou hast forgotten the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Turn us, O God, of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw thine anger into all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. Amen. Let us accept the Lord, his mercy, but not to go back to do foolishness. Yes, Lord, we repent, we do that. Surely his salvation is may them that fear him, that the glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are made together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of his steps. Amen. Let's pray. Let's come to God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day. Let us confess our sin, our trespasses, our wrongdoing. Let us give our lives and our ways to him. Let us surrender our plans to him. Let us renounce all our sins, small or big. The sin of omission and the sin of commission, the sin that we did wrong and the sin in the thing that we need to do right but we did not do. Let's ask forgiveness of all these sins. Let's renounce them and let us put our full trust on him. Lord, accept us once again. Lord, have mercy on us. Restore us back to you. You promise if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just. He will forgive and he will purify from all righteousness. Have mercy on us. Lead us, Lord, and guide us and help us and strengthen us. Send your Holy Spirit now to convict us, to renounce all our sins. The thing we have done against you, in rebelliousness, the thing that your people, your children had turned their back, all the unpleasant things, the wrong behavior, as we are renouncing, confessing these sins before you, Lord. Lord, let your anger turn away from us, O God. Let your mercy prevail, Lord. Please have mercy on us. Hear us, Lord. We give up our ways and our plans. We give them to you in full, Lord. We repent, O God. We will not do what we want. We will follow your Holy Spirit. will obey your word, will hearken unto your voice, we will abide with your plan and your will. We need you, Lord, in our lives. Come back to us. Invite Jesus in your heart now, in your life. As you repent, then, Lord, I need you in my life. I have done wrong, but now I am coming back to you, Lord. Take me, restore me, have mercy on me. Oh God, I prostrate before you. I kneel down. I confess our sin. Restore me back to you, God. Help me, Lord, in this life to come. Guide me and support me and strengthen me. As you confess your sin, be assured of the forgiveness of God and the restoration, and also, if whatever consequences, be ready also to go on through it, but God is going to restore you back. You are in the way of restoration. Give thanks to the Lord. Let's give thanks to God now for everything He gave us. For everything we receive from Him. Lord, we give you thanks. We bless you, we magnify you, we adore you, Lord. Thank you for eternal life. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the breath of our life. Thank you for the food, the shelter, the accommodation, the family you give us, our spouses, our children, our parents. Thank you for your church. Thank you for the ministry. Thank you, you place us in your house, O God. Thank you for all the blessing, the temporal blessing, the material one, and the spiritual one, the eternal life, the heavenly blessings that we have. In you, Lord, the Holy Spirit gives. We thank you for all these things. Let's come now to the Lord, asking Him our need. Let us come to Him and give Him our burden, our hardship, and what we need, what we lack. Let us give to Him. Let us ask Him to help us. The problem, the issue beyond your control, beyond your hand, and that is many. The purpose of all these things that God wants you to come and give these things to Him. Lord, have mercy on us. We need you, Lord. I need you, God. You help me, oh God. You know the situation I'm passing through. Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. Pray now for your family. You know. Let's pray for our family. Our families, pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your children. Pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. It's time of prayer. Put your family into the hand of God. Hear our prayers, Lord. Hear our cry for mercy, O God. Remember our families, O God, our children, our parents, our spouses, our siblings, O God. We have no one but you to cry this day, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for salvations of the family members that are not yet saved. Lord, they need you in their life. You make a way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You make a way, oh God. Give strength. Give healing for the sick. Provide for the families, oh God. Help us and guide us and strengthen us in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers, oh God. Let's pray now especially for Ukraine and for, let's pray for Sri Lanka and Philippines, in Ukraine for the war, that the families of our brother and sister there will be protected in Ukraine from the war, and also in Sri Lanka. Also our outreach there, there is collapse in economy, that God will provide for them, and there is no fuel. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for Philippines. There's earthquake in Abra, and our outreach there, they are affected. They have no job. They lose their jobs because of this earthquake. And some, also the houses affected. Let's pray for all this concern. Bring them into the hand of God. Lord, turn away your anger, please, O God. Forgive sin. We ask forgiveness, O God. Stop the war. Protect these families in Ukraine. O God, watch over them. Take them out from the fire field in the name of Jesus. And we pray also for your provision for the families, Lord, there in also Sri Lanka. O God, pray for provision for fuel for them, food supply. You make a way, Lord. Restore the economy back in Sri Lanka, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for aid from you for these families affected in earthquakes. They lost their job. Oh God, some of them, the house is affected. Restore, oh God. Provide, stretch out your hand and help in the name of Jesus. We trust you. Hear our prayers, oh God. Hear our cry for mercy, Lord. Let's pray now for one another. If you know, apart from what I spoke, these critical issues, situations, if you know any brother and sister who is in need, who is in trouble, you pray for her, pray for him. Lord, please answer our cry. Have mercy, O God. Help, O Lord. Heal the sick. In the name of Jesus. We surrender our life and will to you, Lord. Help our brothers and sisters. Help them, O God, in their struggles, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help and support and strengthen in the name of Jesus. Lead us and guide us. Pray for your job now. Pray for your income, your boss, the place you work. Wherever you work, God has put you there. Be faithful. Commit your life to preach the word of God, to be honest, to be a good worker there, and to preach the gospel by action and by word and by deeds. Yes, O God, bless all these places of work that be not only a source of income, but a source of preaching your word, setting a good example, O God, and salvation of people from these places, O God. Pray for your colleague. We pray for all our colleagues, the colleagues of my brothers and sisters in these places, that, Lord, they will be also evangelizing to them. And I pray for faithfulness for all the members of the church to bring to you their tithes and offering and first fruit, O God, Permit Yosef to do that, continue to do that, so God will bless your work of your hand. Let's pray now for the rest of the people around you, your neighbors, your friends, your relatives, far and near, those whom you are in contact with every day, and those whom you are in contact with through the media. Let's pray that God will bring new souls from all this context and relationship. Yes, O God. We pray that you enable us to preach your word with different languages, with the different language that we know. We will evangelize. We will reach them with your word. We do your work, O God. Inspire us, Lord. Inspire my brothers and sisters how to do the work of yours faithfully in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy, Lord. We pray, let's pray for UAE, where God has put his church and the rest of the countries that the church has expanded through members, through families, through congregations. Let's pray for UAE, Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, Australia, America, Sierra Leone, Uganda, Nigeria, Malawi, yes, Lord. And the other places and countries that we are still reaching out, we pray you provide all our logistic needs, offices need, above all the anointing of the Holy Spirit to help us and to guide us and to strengthen us with your love and your mercy, O God. We pray you reveal yourself to all the nations around us with visions and dreams. Stretch out your hand, O God, and do miracles in the name of Jesus, and give us, your servants, Lord, boldness to preach your word, to reach them with your gospel. Hear our prayers, O God. We come to ourselves to evangelize, to pray for this nation, to pray that they will know you, O God, that we will come to ourselves, we'll be a good example to them, we'll be good citizens in these countries, O God, that they will see Christ in us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are praying for us, for ourselves, as your church, your body. Lord, refill us again with the Holy Ghost. Lord, I am willing to go and serve. I am willing to go and evangelize and make disciples. Lord, every one of us, let's cry to God. Commit yourself to serve him once again in the name of Jesus. Lord, we commit to ourselves, refill us with the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Spirit. Oh God, baptize those who have not yet baptized with the Holy Ghost. We pray for speaking in tongues, for interpretation of tongues, for message of wisdom, message of knowledge. Oh God, you help us, oh God, with the evangelism, oh Lord, with gift of faith, gift of healing, pastoring, teaching, prophesying, whatever skills and talents we need. Bless the church, the vision of the church, multiplication, peace with implementing the whole will of God. Plant more Bible studies and congregations. Bless all the ministry. Bless the church school. Bless the clinic of the church. Bless the washroom ministry. Bless the farming ministry, Lord, that also the publication, the translation, all the ministries. Even all, we pray that you bless also this recording, O God. This worship, bless it, O God. Lord, anoint the prayer. Anoint, O God, the message. Anoint the giving. Anoint all the items of our worship. Heal. I pray for healing in our service. I pray for revival. I pray you take this and make it reach your people who need you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lead us, O God. Guide us, Lord. Strengthen us, O God. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you. This all we ask and pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand. Let us worship the Lord. Let us give him thanks. Let us adore him.
blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are Grows higher when all is there.
patiently wait for the fulfillment of your words. We patiently wait, O Lord God, for your coming to take us with you. Thank you, O Lord God. We continue to worship you. We continue to come down and bow down before you, O Lord, in your presence.
Hallelujah. The Lord is good.
The Lord, you really do.
us, O God. You've been good to us. You've been good to me. You've been good to our church and everyone of us. Thank you, God. We magnify, Lord, we adore you. We commit ourselves, O God, to live according to your will and to move forward in serving you and do your plans and your will in our life and in the life of your church and your people. That's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Let's now collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruits, and let's bring them into the storehouse of God, so there'll be food in the house of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your faithfulness. Thank you for your provision and what you have given and trusted to us from salaries and incomes. Here we are, we bring to you, Lord, our tithes and offerings and first fruit. And God and Lord, bless them in the storehouse. Lord, look from heaven and open the windows of heaven and bless your church and your people. Bless those who obey and pour out so much blessing that we have no place to keep, O God. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you rebuke the devourer, the fines, the penalties, and whatever things, Lord, that may, Lord, hinder us, may affect us, take it away from the way, and give us victory, O God. And let all nations know we are blessed by you. We thank God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's move now to the Word of God and see what God wants to tell us today. There's one blessing that we should not forfeit to receive and to have in our life. And this blessing is to kneel down, to be at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's read the scriptures now. Let's go to Matthew chapter 9. And let's read verse 18. The word of God say, while he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. Lord, anoint my lips. Anoint your word to us, and speak to us, and guide us, and help us, Lord, to follow you wholeheartedly. O God, teach us your ways. Help us to know what is worship, and also how to live according to your will and your plan. We thank you, God. Put verses and scripture, and let your will be done, and whatever the purpose that you allow this, that you send your word, that your word will prevail, and your purpose will prevail, and your word will achieve the purpose, your desire of sending it. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Kneeling down at the feet of Jesus, bowing down to him, prostrating before him is the thing that we should not forfeit as a Christian in our walk with God. We read here the example of this ruler whose daughter was dead, and he came to the Lord in spite of all his high position. He's been ruler, but death, when it came, had crushed all his pride, had put him down. And here he came to the Lord, humbling himself to God, prostrating before him and asking help from him. Say here, in verse 18, as we have read, It said there came a certain man, a certain ruler, and worshipped him. The word worship, the Hebrew word of it, it means proskuneo, it means he kneeled down. It has different meaning, this word. It is written in English worship, but the meaning of it in Hebrew, it could be he came and kissed his hand, or he came and fall on his knees, and he let his forehead touch the ground in extreme reverence to the Lord, or he came pay homage to him as a reverence to the Lord, or respect to him, or to give service or duty, or he bent to ask a request and supplication from him. So whenever we read the word worship in English or proskuneo in Hebrew, we understand that the people had come, either they kissed the hand of the Lord, or they bent and asked requests and showed to him reverence and submission to him, or they came prostrate before him and offering service and duty. Now we see many people in the world, they kneel down before idols. And we know these idols that they are kneeling down before, it will bring them to hell. But how much more we need to kneel down, prostrate, bend before the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, and the giver of life, and the one who gives us all good things. We have seen, now we have read how this centurion, this ruler, came to the Lord and how the Lord had helped him. And if we go and read verse 23, the Lord went with him, and when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the ministers and the people making a noise, he said unto them, give a place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they loved him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose, and the fame hereof went abroad into all that land. Here, this is the fruit of kneeling down. He went with him, he came down the people, he assured them, and also he raised her from the dead. The same way today, if you are in a tragedy, in some difficult situation, and you are facing with the threat of a lot of dangers, and you have bigger problem, come to the Lord. Kneel down at his feet, pray, ask him supplication, and he will do as he had done to this man, this ruler who came for help. Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 through 4, another example of worship the Lord by kneeling down. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, the same proskuneo. Worship him, kneel down, kiss his feet, ask him supplication. He bent before him. Yes, we should not be ashamed of people. We need God in our life, saying, Lord, if thou will, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said unto him, see thou, tell no man, but go thy way, and show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. It's another example of this leprous man. Leprosy is a sickness, but it's also related to sin and spiritual deterioration. those being lepers, they were put outside the cities, they'll be isolated from the social life and from family life, and they cannot be restored to their normal life, to the, they can't enter the city, they cannot go to their families unless they are cleansed from their leprosy. If you are in sin, you have done wrong, come to the Lord, kneel down, ask Him forgiveness of your sin, humble yourself, repent, renounce, and the Lord will restore you back. And even if you are in a miserable condition like this, leprous, had been isolated, separated, come to God, prostrate before Him, ask Him to help you, ask Him that He will interfere in your life. As this man came, he said, Lord, if you are willing, cleanse me. Yes, plead with God. He will be the one to help you, He will be the one to cleanse you and take you from the miserable situation that you are in. Hallelujah. And let's go to Matthew chapter 17 and verse 14 to 18. Another story of how people approach the Lord. We need Him in our life. Hallelujah. We should not be ashamed to kneel down at His feet. In verse 14, Matthew 17, verse 14 to verse 18. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to Him a certain man, kneeling down to Him, and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic. Lunatic means mental problem. He is lunatic and sore vexed, for oftentimes he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil and departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. That man also, his son, was demon-possessed, have mental problem. And that is, he came to the Lord to help him. He came down, kneeling down. Again, humble yourself, come to God. Trust Him fully. Don't bow to others, but bow to Him, to Jesus Christ our Lord. He will help, He will provide, He will do our needful things. And that's what we read in the book of Hebrews chapter 4 and chapter 4, and let's read verse 16. He said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, kneeling down at the feet of Jesus, that we may obtain mercy and find the grace to help us in time of need. We need grace, amen? We need mercy in time of need. Well, we are in need. Let's come to God. Kneeling down, bowing down, bending before Him, kissing His hand. And let us worship Him. Ask Him our need to help us at this time of trouble and this time of need. Let's go now to Matthew chapter 15, another story. A woman came to worship Him also. She kneeled down. Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 to 28. It says, and Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast, and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him. Here worshiping is kneel down and kiss his hand. She came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. We see here the great faith of this woman. Yeah, he said to her, then Jesus answered unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. You see here the importance of a great faith. This woman, her faith was tested by the great trial that was allowing her life. Her daughter was demon-possessed. Same way, take the example of this woman. Let your faith be tested as you come to God. Here the woman, even when she was tested, her great faith was shown very clear. Even the disciples did not entertain her, they rejected her, even they asked the Lord to send her away. She was humiliated, she was isolated, and she was separated. You will ask how she was isolated, how she was separated, because she was not accepted by the disciples. But still, she went to the Lord, asked him help, and even the Lord did not give answer to her prayer in the first time, but she did not go away. The Lord even told her this, when he say, I had come that I will, this is what he told her, what he say, the Lord in the first time, in verse 24, but he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the sheep of the house of Israel. Even with this answer, what she did, she drew near to him, then came and she worshipped him and saying, Lord, help me. Yes, humble down. Let your pride be crushed. Allow faith to grow in your life. Because here, what is the value of kneeling down at the feet of Jesus? So that your pride has been crushed. You are humbling down. And when you are willing to humble down in such a way, you will be able to overcome all the humiliation, the injury, even the isolation, the rejection, the separation, the humiliation you will overcome because you have no more pride. You are kneeling down at the feet of Jesus because you have no more pride. Also, when you have no more pride, you will be able to even handle even the hard teaching. When the Lord even told her, when he said to her, even in verse 26, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. The woman did not go away. She said, Truth, Lord. She accepted. Yet, God gave her heavenly wisdom. What she told him? She told him, the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. In the same way, when you humble down at the feet of Jesus, when you swallow your pride, you can have a heavenly wisdom, and God will grant you, as he grant that woman her request. God approve her faith and her request, and God deliver her and help her from that troubles. All these people, they came to the Lord. Publicly they worship him, kneeling down, because they were facing a difficult trials and hardship that they cannot manage in their life. Now we'll go to another person who came to the Lord and knelt down and worshiped Him. He was not in an emergency, he was not in the trial. That man was the servant of Moses, the servant of Abraham. He was sent by Abraham to his family, to his relative, to get a wife for his son Isaac. And he commissioned him that he should not bring his son Isaac back to his own country. Let's go and let's read Genesis chapter 24 and let's read from verse 10. Let's learn today the value of kneeling down, the meaning of it, the application of it, how God wants us to live our life, how we will worship Him, how will we pray, how will we express our sound faith on Him, what is inside us. Let's read this story. This man, all this what we have read and explained previously, they were in emergency, they were in dire dilemma. This man, he knelt down at the feet of the Lord, not because he was in need, but he was in a mission. He was sent by his master, and he knelt down, not asking the Lord help, but he knelt down in gratefulness and gratitude and faithfulness to God, who answered his prayer and make his mission successful. Let's read Genesis 24, verse 10. I will read up to verse 29. It's a wonderful story. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand, and he arose and went to Mesopotamia and to the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, and she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also, let the same be that she thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast shown kindness unto my master. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, drink, my Lord. And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him a drink. And when she had done giving him a drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. And she hasted and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again unto the well to draw water and draw for all his camels. And the man, wondering at her, held his peace, to wit whether the Lord has made his journey prosperous or not. And it came to pass, as the camels had done the drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half a shekel weight and 2 bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold, and said, whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee, is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in? And she said unto him, I am the daughter of Beth with the son of Melchah, which she bare unto Nahor. She said, moreover, unto him, we have both straw and provender enough and room to lodge in. And the man bowed down his head and worshipped the Lord. He worshipped the Lord in gratefulness and faithfulness. He gave him success to the mission that his master entrusted to him. He was so faithful person. We learn to be faithful, sound in faith toward the Lord. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who had not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master brethren, and the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran out unto the man and to the well. And it came to pass, when he saw the earring and the bracelets upon his sister's hand, and when he heard the words of Rebekah, his sister, saying, thus spake the man unto me, that he came unto the man. And behold, he stood by the camels at the well. And he said, come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Therefore standest thou without, for I have prepared the house and room for the camels. And the man came into the house, and he ungirded his camels and gave straw and provender for the camels and water to wash his feet and the man's feet that were with him. And there was said meat before him to eat, but he said, I will not eat until I have taught mine errand. And he said, speak on. And he said, I am Abraham's servant, and the Lord hath blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he has given him flocks and herds, and silver and gold, and maidservants and camels and asses. And Sarah my master's wife bare him a son to my master when she was old, and unto him hath he given all that he hath. And my master made me swear, saying, thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my father's house and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son. And I said unto my master, peradventure the woman will not follow me. And he said unto me, the Lord before whom I have walked will send his angel with thee, and prosper thy way, and thou shalt take a wife for my son of my kindred and of my father's house. Then shalt thou be clear from this my oath, when thou comest to my kindred, and if they give not thee one, thou shalt be clear from my oath. And I came this day unto the well, and said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the way, by the well of water. And it shall come to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, and I say to her, give me, I pray thee, a little water of thy pitcher to drink. And she said to me, both drink thou, and I will also draw for thy camels. Let the same be the woman whom the Lord hath appointed out for my master's son. And before I had done speaking in mine heart, behold, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down unto the well and drew water. And I said unto her, let me drink, I pray thee. And she made haste and laid down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, "Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also." So I drank, and the maid, and she made the camels drink also. And I asked and said, "Whose daughter art thou?" And she said, "The daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bare unto him." And I put the earring upon her face and the bracelets upon her hands. And I bowed down, he's now testifying to the family of Rebekah. And I bowed down my head and worshiped the Lord. He was not ashamed publicly. He testified that God gave him and he worshiped him. He bowed down to him. That is the sound faith that we need to express. Our faith in God alone. And blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, which has led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. He told them, God had brought me to the woman, to Rebecca, that I will take as a wife to the son of my master. He testified the goodness of God. And verse 49, he challenged them with his sound faith. What he told them? He told them, "And now, if you will deal kindly and truthfully with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me that I may turn to the right hand or to the left, or to the left." He put them into the challenge. He challenged them. Now decide if you're going to obey God or not. And we know they obey the Lord, and God had made his mission successful. Now we learn from all the examples that we have read in the Bible. If we are in troubles, we have no way but the Lord to help us. If we are in trials, no way but God to help us. And let us express the sound faith. Let us be faithful to the task. Are you faithful to the task that God has given you? Are you faithful to the ministry that God had given you, like this servant who was faithful to this task? It is not for him what he did. It's not for him at all, but for his master. And we need to do it all for the Lord. Let's come. Let us stand. Let us worship the Lord. Let us give him thanks. Let us come before him. Tell him, "Lord, forgive me my sins." If you are leprous, you are separated, you are isolated, you have difficulties, you are in troubles, come to God. He will help you. He will take you back. Come to the Lord. Let us stand. Let us kneel down at his feet. Let us worship him. Let us cry out to him. Let us express our faith. Let us swallow our pride. Let us repent of our sin. Let the pride and arrogance be crushed in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us and guide. Let us be faithful to the ministry and the mission that he entrusts to us. Lord, hear our prayers. Hear the cry and the prayers of your people. Heal us and guide us, O Lord. We bless you, Jesus. Down at your feet, O Lord.
Down at your feet, O Lord, is the most high place. In your presence, Lord, I seek your face. I seek your face. Down at your feet, O Lord, most high place. In your presence, Lord, I seek your face. I seek your face. There is no higher calling, no greater honor than to bow before your throne. I'm amazed at your glory, embrace
Yes, O God, we worship you. We serve you. We bow down to you, O God. We kiss your hands, O God. We bend before you. Help us. Guide us. Take your word, Lord, and spread it. And help your people who bow down to you, who prostrate before you, ask your supplication. O God, reward us with great faith. Reward those who are faithful, O God. Answer our prayers. Lead us. Help us to evangelize. Help us to reach the lost. Help us to finish the mission that you give us, O God, to reach people, to do your work and your will, Lord. Help us in the task to achieve your will, O God. Lord, the assignment, until you come and take us. Lord, bless us. Take this recording and make it reach the rest of the church members, the bodies of yours, the congregations in different places, in different countries. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.